Hey, hey, now everybody, you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I know we're talking about bills, bills, bills. Today is Black Woman's Equal Pay Day. So what better way to talk about this, deal with this topic other than to deal with one of the very first songs where sisters were talking about the bills that we have to pay and we need to make as much money as the men do in order to pay them. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time. We're still doing it one day at a time, one dollar at a time, one dime at a time. I'm excited about this time of year. I'll have you know something. I typically wait until the fourth quarter to start planning strategically for the new year. Most corporations go into the new year already knowing what they're going to do, how they're going to spend their money, what their budgets look like, because they have started that work in the prior quarter. So while everybody is getting ready for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, people in business are planning for how they're going to help you spend your money. And I do that during the fourth quarter of the year. But I'm finding now, I'm talking to people, people are going into strategic planning now. I'm hearing people talk about they are in meetings with their teams developing their strategic plans. So I think this is a great time, if there is no other, to discuss not only what it is that we are getting paid as Black women. I'm a Black woman, and I had no knowledge that there was such a disparity. And I would, you know, just be honest about that. And primarily because I have been in incomes, I have been earning incomes in areas where I get to control my paycheck. So one of my wishes very, very long ago, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I asked, literally prayed and asked God to lead me into a career where I could help people. That was extremely important to me. I wanted to help people in a way that would impact their lives in a major way. I think I've said this before, and I repeat that because I remember I was specific. I didn't just want to help people. I wanted to impact their lives in a major way. Number two, I wanted to come and go as I pleased. And number three, I wanted to be able to earn a paycheck that was based on my work ethic. So if I worked hard, I'd get paid well. And if I didn't, I wouldn't. But it is clear that we are behind the eight ball in terms of just the massive, when we look at the massive picture of how income is being earned when compared to white males. Now, I am not bashing anybody. I'm not talking about anybody. I'm not even talking about whose fault is. You know, my perspective with everything is, what are you going to do to change your situation? Now, I know that there are people who are going to march. I know there are people who are going to move for laws to be changed. And if somebody puts a new law on the table, then yes, I'm going to be one of the hopefully millions of people to vote for what is right. But until that happens, what do we do? I have some additional statistics for African-American women that I think we need to deal with. Number one, we are the single largest group of people who are educated, meaning we have more bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, and PhDs than any other group of people on the planet. So if you take any other culture, demographic, and gender, we are the most educated. We are also the largest decision makers of how money gets spent in a household. So African-American women are making the financial decisions in households more than 70% of the time now. However, we are the brokest as a community. So every other group of people are sitting ahead of us in terms of net worth. What is net worth? Net worth is the difference between everything you own minus what you owe. So if you own some stuff and then you owe money on it, you really don't own it. Robert Kiyosaki, I watched another new video of his, and some of the things that we call assets are not assets. If it's taking money out of your pocket, it is not an asset. So that home that you live in, that you bought, if it's taking money out of your pocket, it is not an asset yet. If it's putting money in your pocket, then it is an asset. So the difference between everything we own minus what we owe is less than $7,000. And I'm going to put myself in this. We are making the decisions. So what are we doing wrong, sisters? I understand that we need equal pay. But with the money that we are we making the best decisions? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. And it's the voice of the nation. It is 1217 on the Talk of Chicago. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and I'm back creating millionaires one family at a time. And today we're talking about the sisters. We're talking about Black women's equal pay day. We know that Black women earn about 61 cents for every dollar that European males make, and we want to certainly change the disparity. I also want to change the disparity with what we are doing with our money when we do get it. So I certainly want us to, you know, have a comprehensive social response to this issue. I also want us to have a personal, integral response to the money that we do have control over. I get to see this from all angles. I get to see it from a big picture vision. I get to see it from my own personal experience, and I get to see it from the experience of literally thousands and thousands, and probably at this point hundreds of thousands of women that I've had the opportunity to talk to over the years. And one of the things that I know is this: there are no emotional decisions that fail to impact financial decisions. Let me put it another way. If you have a financial problem, it was probably motivated by an emotional decision. Let me repeat. If you have a financial problem, it is probably motivated by an emotional decision. I had a conversation with a lady today. She is conflicted because she makes about $90,000 a year. She's only bringing home, that's about, you know, a little bit over $8,000 a month, $8,000 or $9,000 a month that she's bringing, that she should be bringing home. After taxes, she's only bringing home half of that. With the money that she's bringing home after taxes, she's trying to pay for a child to stay in school at a university that neither of them can afford. There's an emotional decision there. She has tapped out all of her resources in terms of the equity in her home. She's maxed out on her credit cards. She's got student loans that she now has to repay. And I don't necessarily know that she would have made this decision if she was not emotionally attached to the outcome. And the outcome that she was emotionally attached to was being able to give her child this opportunity, this specific opportunity. I'm not talking about the broader opportunity of an education, but the specific opportunity of an education at this institution. And so I talked with her and I said, let me tell you something. I value education too. I went to Northwestern. My oldest daughter is a senior there, still working it out. I have two children at Howard University. But this is the education rule in my household. School is free. If you get A's, you go to school for free. If you get C's, you go into the free school. Here in California, that's Pierce College. That's where you're going to go. In Chicago, it's Daly College. In New York, it's Hunter College. Wherever you are and wherever there's a free school now, is it completely free? No. It's about $20, $30, $40, $50 a credit hour. I don't know what it is, but I know it's enough that you can actually go work at Burger King, McDonald's, Walmart, Starbucks. I don't care where you work. Go work there, make some money, pay your tuition, and you can then transfer to another school in 2 years if you really want this education. So those are facts. The other thing that I'm dealing with, and I had another conversation with a woman, and this is one of my sisters, and I tell them all, I've been there, done that. I remember taking a look at my expenses, and then I looked at my paycheck that was coming in. The check that was coming in was less than the expenses that were going out. That's a mathematical failure. So whenever I talk with anybody and we start the conversation about building wealth, it starts with first passing the math test. Here's the math test that everybody has to pass, black, white, blue, yellow, or green, or otherwise, because the number is green. And if it's not green, then it's going to be red because we're going to be upside down. If 1 + 1 = 2 and your stuff adds up to 10, it's never going to work. There's no faith that's going to make it work. There's no black girl magic pill you can take that's going to make it work. It is absolutely not going to work. So I know that there are issues that are big, that are systematic, that are organized, that are set up. But I'm also going to talk to you about that because I've been on the inside and I can tell you what is happening on the inside. But while we are doing that and dealing with that, we got to deal with our own dirty laundry. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM. It is 1230. On the Talk of Chicago, we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Annette Flournoy. We'll be right back. Don't turn that dial.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made the cars to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM. I am Lynn Richardson. Is it a man's world? Well, according to the king, Mr. James Brown, he said it is, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So pay us our money. But the truth is, I'm going to tell us to pay ourselves. One of the things that I am seeing people do in Hollywood and entertainment and in business is we hire each other. Other cultures, they hire their own. They make sure opportunities are extended to people in their network, whether it be their cultural network or whether it be their religious network. They make sure opportunities are extended. I have Lynn's List, and if you take a look at it, I mean, it wasn't, you know, I love everybody. And if there's somebody out there who provides a service, and I work with people of all, you know, backgrounds, cultures, and you name it. But it just so happens that, you know, one of the baddest sisters I know in the area of estate planning and business formation and legal issues and wealth building is Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes, and she is a sister. And so whenever I get the opportunity to hire her or put her on or provide her with a client, I do that. Same thing with my sister Serena Williams, who is out of North Carolina. Same thing with Monica Poland. She's one of the greatest real estate professionals that I've ever met in a lifetime. Her care and her concern for her client is unmatched by many. Same thing with Janaea Kennedy out of Atlanta. Tania Simmons is doing the thing with insurance and financial services at State Farm. And so I know that we have got to address equal pay day, but I'm going to say to us, and I'm going to say to the people who support us, and when I'm saying us, I'm talking about a collective us, because across the board, women are making less money than men when doing the same job, unless you start your own home-based business and you set your own fees. And if your own people won't pay you your own fees, then that's something to look at as well. Because I know I have been in instances where I'll put my fee on the table and someone of another nationality will put their fee on the table. The person of another nationality, let's just say if it's a white male, their fee doesn't get questioned, but mine does. And in addition to that, I've got to run around the river, up and down the mountain. I got to walk you down the street. You know, I've got to talk and do more things. And people in other cultures don't necessarily do all of that extra work. They come to the table. They handle business. I'm asking you how you're doing. Every time I get on the phone to talk to someone about their money, I ultimately have to talk to them about something else that's happening in their life, because it's what's happening in their lives that's impacting their money. So, you know, I care, and I hear it, and I understand it, and I empathize with the equal pay day issue. And at the same time, I am encouraging us to do what we can to change our own economic situation. Call me if you agree, disagree. I'm taking calls at 312-374-8130. That's 312-374-8130. I am live right now on WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, my favorite radio station. And yes, today is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. And so the caption says, be mad and get money. Now, I'm going to agree with this to an extent. Be mad, but don't be mad at the wrong people. Don't go outside rolling your eyes at people. Don't show up at work rolling your eyes at the other people today. Even if you know that someone in your company is making more money than you for doing the same job, I want you to be smarter than the system. And being smarter than the system means we don't let our emotions dictate our future. We don't let our emotions dictate our decorum. And we don't let our emotions dictate our diplomacy. Not in when it comes to the business. Because, listen, if you are in corporate America, if you are in a position where someone else is controlling your paycheck or telling you what your salary is, if you're going to be in the game, I want you to play it well. And we don't play the game well when we show up with an attitude. We don't play the game well when we hold back. Let me repeat that. We do not play the game well when we hold back. Now, that does not mean you let people use and abuse you. That does not mean you do every single task that comes across your desk. Be honest with yourself. I always tell people Colossians 3:23 is my favorite scripture when it comes to work, because it says work as if you're working for the Lord and not for men. So if I'm going to do a job, oh, baby, you better know I'm going to do it well. I'm going to do it with excellence, with love, and with care, because I don't know how to do anything less. I'm not going to do half of what I know to do because you're not paying me the money that I think I should earn. I'm not going to do a smidget of it or leave some part of it undealt with simply because I have a problem, because at the end of the day, that reflects on me. I am going to do my best with what I have, where I am at the time, and I'm going to talk to you about my money when I get it done. So I think you're in a much better position to be excellent and then aim for the next promotion, the higher pay, the negotiation. And that's something else that I would say. While I'm out here in the broad world in entertainment and business, not only nationally but also internationally, I want you to start negotiating. Don't be afraid to lose the opportunity. Now, don't negotiate too hard and be left out in the cold with zero. But sometimes we are afraid to ask for our value. I know for many, many, many years, this may be hard to believe, but I would never ask for my value. I would always say, well, okay, you know, well, what's your budget? All right, I'll do it. And I really felt a passion and a desire to work with whatever I was working with, to be with what I was in. So I said, you know, I'll start. Now, there are times when I will start at the ground level with no expectations. But let me tell you what I do now. I say, listen, I'm going to start here at this. I understand that we're building. But in 6 months, I want this. In 12 months, I want that. Every single step that I've taken over the past 7 years in entertainment, I knew coming in the door, I'm going to help you for 6 months. But after that, I need to be the chief operating officer of the company. After about 2 years of doing that, I said, I need to be the president, because you have the president title, but you are not doing the president's job. That's what I told her. I said, listen, you know what a president does? Now, you are the CEO with the vision. But in many cases, the CEO does no work. Everybody else is doing the work. So here I am doing the work. So I asked for the title. I asked for the position. I asked for the pay. And I did the work to warrant what I was asking for. You can call me at 312-374-8130. Let me tell you something else that is happening. And I saw this on Instagram. And this lady, she has a real colorful way of sharing it. And some people might not appreciate it because they might think it's a little too ghetto. And sometimes I think the best messages just come out however they come out. And she talked about, you know, not caring how much a ticket costs. And she talked about flossing and she's driving her Rolls Royce. But she said something that was so powerful. She talked about networking. So out here in this space, let me tell you what's happening. People are hiring other people in their network. Don't overlook your sister. Don't overlook your brother. Don't overlook that person that's in the community. If their business is not up to par, have a conversation with them. I have conversations with the people that I'm in business with all the time. And I'll say, listen, I want to work with you on this, but I'm going to need you to do that. I need you to fix this right here. I need you to get your social media up. I need you to fix your website. I need you. And I would want people to do the same for me. If you want to work with me, and I'm not up to par in an area, I'd rather you tell me what I need to do to get up to par than to overlook me and go somewhere else. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm Lynn Richardson. It is 12:47 on the Talk of Chicago. We have to take a break for traffic and weather, and we will be right back. And that floor noise is going to give it to us. Don't turn that dial. WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable right here on WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago. I am your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one day at a time and $1 at a time. And if we're going to get there, we got to make some more money. We'd love to have equal pay, but I'd like to exceed the pay. And I think we can do that when we focus on the things that we have control over. Building multiple streams of income is still the number one thing that I am going to keep talking about, keep preaching about, because when you are self-employed and you have other streams of income, then you are not subject to this. Having one stream of income is hazardous to your wealth. If you only have one stream of income, then the likelihood that you are either already experiencing or will experience some kind of financial catastrophe, it is greater. And so I'm always going to focus on that. And with that, I'm going to say to us that we have to take our own power. I want us doing a better job of hiring each other. And if you have a bad experience with one person, don't blame the whole race. Don't blame the whole gender. One of the things that's so interesting is one of the celebrities that I work with. And, you know, she tells the story. She always wanted to have men running her empire. And that's nice. But you heard James Brown. He said it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So it's all right for the man to be the manager or to run an entertainer's business. But what about details? What about organization? What about some of those little things that might get overlooked? And so I know that there are certainly, you know, great assets that any person can bring to the table, regardless of their gender. But I'm certainly not willing to just wipe out a whole gender because I don't think that they can be forceful enough, strong enough, powerful enough, or intelligent enough. So we have got to start hiring each other and looking at people based on their own merit and not putting us in these boxes where we can't get out. The next thing is I want you to negotiate. Stick to your fees. If you are out here in business and you're trying to get to the next level, yes, in the beginning, you may have to offer some services for free. Yes, in the beginning, when I started speaking, I went and spoke anywhere. I didn't care if they had a budget or not. And sometimes I still do that depending on what the situation is. Now, you still got to cover my airfare, flight, hotel. You got to pay for me to get there. But there are going to be times when I see an opportunity that's bigger than a paycheck. I see an opportunity that's bigger than the dollars that you can put in front of me. As a matter of fact, the very first time I knew that I wanted to do this at this level, I was leaving my corporate job and I was on a plane and I was looking in Black Enterprise magazine, I believe it was, and I saw an article or an ad with Russell Simmons and Jay-Z and Beyonce and Susie Orman. And they were doing Get Your Money Right. And I looked at it and I thought, I said, that should be me. And so I reached out to Russell Simmons' office and God made it happen. I wound up leaving there running a national program. Now, I didn't know him. I didn't know anybody who knew him. Nobody gave me the phone number. I just went after what I saw in front of me and I believed that I could have it. And when I got there, I just told the truth. And I said, you all have Get Your Money Right and your sponsors. At that time, it was a car company and an alcohol company. And I said, our people do not need more cars to drive, nor do they need more beer to drink while they're driving them. That's what I said. And I could have been wrong. They could have thrown me out of there. But thank God they didn't. They actually listened to what I had to say. I believe that home ownership is the foundation for building wealth. I think we needed to deal with credit and spending habits and the way we view money. And, you know, thinking that we have to have nice cars and furniture and jewelry and clothing. I talked about all of those things. And so I got the opportunity to run a whole program with no check. And I said yes quickly. It didn't take me long to think, and I didn't even blink. The answer is yes. I came here for an opportunity, and if you give it to me, I will make my own money. That's what I said. And so that's what I did. I went out and I got sponsorships. The economy crashed. I kept working. And eventually, when they hired me to run the entire organization after Felicia Butterfield left and went to go work for the Obama administration, I got the budget and I looked at it and they told me to fill in my salary. So I got to write in the number. And when I sent it in, Dr. Benjamin Chavis sent it back and said, that's not enough. So when you do what is good and excellent and right, now I wouldn't do that for everybody, but for that opportunity where I knew I was supposed to be, that's what I did. And before I even got to that point, I'll never forget the first event that they asked me to come speak at. It was a big event in the Hammerstein Ballroom. And they said, can you come speak? We don't have a lot of sponsors. This is a nonprofit event. I said, yes. I bought my own plane ticket. I got my own hotel room. I got my own clothing. I did everything, and I showed up. And let me tell you, I turned it out, so much so that they knew for a fact that they wanted to work with me. Now, what if I had listened to the people? Because there were some people in my ear. Oh, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Oh, he's got enough money. He can send. If they really want you, they need to pay you. We need to stop that ignorant talk. I'm telling you, we need to stop the ignorant talk. We need to go after our dreams. We need to be discerning with our choices. We need to get our money back. We need to build multiple streams of income. We need to spend less money than we earn, and we have the power to do that. We have the power to make choices. We have the power to choose what we think. And let me tell you, if you've got people around you tearing you down, bringing you down, as my sisters, equal pay or not, that's what I'm going to tell you we need to deal with first. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. I'm waiting on the equal pay day. But until we get it, I'm going to get mine. Are you going to get yours? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.